from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. ISIS claims responsibility for London terror. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Wednesday's attack near the British Parliament in London, which killed three people and ended when an officer shot dead the attacker. A statement posted on IS's news agency said the attacker was a soldier of Islamic State, but IS did not indicate that it assisted in the planning or execution of the attack, saying the man had responded to the terror group's call to attack civilians and the military in countries allied with the U.S.-led coalition fighting ISIS. Prime Minister Theresa May, in comments to Parliament about the attack, said the man responsible was born in Britain. British police said Thursday they have arrested eight people in connection with the attack. Parliament, in the meantime, reopened its doors today. Labour MP Hilary Benn.
I mean, the fact that, you know, our flag is at half-mast, but Parliament is going to carry on. Our democracy is going to prosper and survive. We're very attached to it, and no one's going to take it away from us.
Tom Sanderson, who directs the Transnational Threats Program at the Washington-based Centers for Strategic and International Studies, says the motorized vehicle is becoming increasingly the terror weapon of choice.
This is something that ISIS and Al-Qaeda have both promoted. We're not surprised to see attacks like this. Vehicles are not suspicious devices the way that clearly a gun is, or something that looks like a bomb or a package that could contain a bomb. There's a lot of vehicles around. You don't know what's happening in that vehicle, so it's a very effective weapon. It allows you to approach targets very closely without necessarily raising suspicion.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.